Let's go to Galatians 5:1. Galatians 5:1. Praise God. Galatians is about your freedom. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read some different translations that we don't actually have back there, but you'll be able to catch on pretty quick. This one's right, though. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So Danny's just been telling us of the vision and the culture, what we do, who we are. And so I'm going to talk about that freedom today. So let me read you Galatians 5:1 in a different version. Let me be clear. The anointed one has set us free, not partially, but completely and wonderfully free. We must always cherish this truth and stubbornly refuse to go back into the bondage of our past. Amen. Now, there are two kinds of bondages. There's the bondage of law, legalism, not law as in God's laws or gravity, but legalistic things. And then there is the bondage of sin. And this is how we see them laid out. However, they are both acts of the flesh. If you're legalistic, you're in your flesh. If you're not beating the habits of your flesh, you're in your flesh. Amen. So it's wrong to be controlled by works. What I mean is trying to earn Jesus, trying to earn your salvation, trying to earn your acceptance or your freedom. And then it's wrong to stay chained to sinful habits, things that are hurting you, things that would be killing you or hurting those around you, right? So listen, why does God hate sin? Because he loves you and it's killing you. That's it. That's how it works, okay? So we want to be free from both. So as far as our identity now, we all know this. We are the righteousness of God. We are the righteousness of God. That's who we are. You believe that? And we are free. That's who we are. We are free. To maintain the flow of who we are, there's an answer for that as well. Look at this. This is John 8:31, Jesus talking. John 8:31 says, Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, and then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Not set you free, make you free. The truth makes you free. It keeps coming and keeps making you free. Okay? Let's go there, 33. They answered him, I love the wording here, we be Abraham's seed. And we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So you attach yourself to the son and not the sin.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. So Jesus is talking to his disciples and they're Jews. He said, when you continue to embrace everything that I'm teaching you and prove that, and that's going to prove that you're my followers. And if you embrace the truth, it's going to release more and more freedom to you into your lives. Okay. Truth releases freedom. You get that? Truth releases freedom. Praise the Lord. You're going to like this when we get done. So what we see here is, here's how you're going to have it. Continue and embrace.
Yeah. Amen.
Continue and keep going. Keep going. Just keep going. Help yourself. Tell yourself, I can do it. I'm going to keep going. Yeah. The only losers are quitters.
Right.
You need to write that down somewhere.
Yeah.
That's one of the top five sayings in this church. You know the other ones. Don't call the dog if you want the cat. Can't eat memory of a baked potato. Shadow of a dog never bit anybody. Listen, woo, girl. You passed the class right there. So see, the only losers are quitters. You're not going to quit if you're not going to lose if you keep going. God set it up that way. So when you get truth, you're going to get more and more truth. Now pay really close attention to what they said, because this is going to help those of you that have been around a while and you've seen how the grace message has come in, and it's been good, and we certainly embrace the grace message. But listen to this right here. They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" So surprised by this, they said, "But we're descendants of Abraham. We're already free. We've never been in bondage to anyone. How could you say that more freedom could be released to us? We're already free. We're born of Sarah, you know, Isaac, Jacob. We're not born of Hagar and Ishmael. We're born of the free woman, not the bond woman. Get the picture? Now, does that sound kind of familiar to today? I'm already free. I'm already rich. I'm already healed. I'm already blessed. Perfectly good thing to say. Perfectly good. You all already righteous.
Yeah.
You are. That's who you are. You are saved. You are already wealthy. You're already healed. You are all those things. But it just seems to me that what Jesus said is important, because red words rule for me. Yeah. You can think what you want to. I think it's important, and I don't think his words fell off. I think he was in the changing of the times. But I think what he said here was important. I don't think it was, well, when he died and resurrected, then we don't need what Jesus said anymore. We just need what Paul said. No, I need Jesus. Okay, so now I realize there were some things that he did say to the Jews that don't apply to you. But we can read the Bible. These were his disciples he was talking to. And so I believe this is good for us. So I think it's a good idea today. I speak eternal truth, Jesus said. When you sin, you're not free. You become a slave in bondage to your sin. Now, how many of us can just absolutely just know that as you lived your life, you know that's the truth? I've been a Christian since I was 9 years old, but there's some habits that I got into, some sin I got into, and I wasn't very free. But I was saved. I was the righteousness of God. But I did. Some of y'all are looking at me like, well, I don't sin anymore. Come on. You do too. But you are not a sinner. Well, how can I sin and not be a sinner? Because Jesus paid. You're not, quote, a sinner. You are a son. Do you sin? Yes. Are you forgiven? Yes. Every sin you've ever committed or every will would commit, Jesus has paid for. But there's still things you need to participate in, and this is not taking heaven away from you. However, you can have some hell on earth if you became addicted to something. Or you became in bondage to some thoughts or your emotions or to hate. You don't think there's Christians right now that hate? You don't think there's Christians right now that don't live in victim mentality? Oh, honey. See, they just don't think that's a sin. I'm preaching better than y'all are saying amen, but that is the truth right there. But see, we run to God, not from him. If we make a mistake, you're not setting out every day to try to make mistakes, but sometimes you make the wrong choice. Why do bad things happen to good people? Three reasons. Someone else makes a bad choice, you make a bad choice, and you live in this world.
Right.
Things happen. But you can come out on the right side of that. And the one we're dealing with today is us making the right choices. But I want you to know that I absolutely believe that we are free.
Amen.
Say, I am free.
I am free.
Look at somebody and say, I am free.
I am free.
Tell them you are free. John 8:34 says, I speak eternal truth. Jesus said, when you sin, you are not free. You become a slave in bondage to your sin. And slaves have no permanent standing in a family like a son does. For a son is part of the family forever. You see, you're a joint heir with Christ. You are a son. A sinner is someone who's not received Jesus in our terminology. Okay, so a slave is not. Now, this is what I want you to get, because this will help you get the real picture I'm going for here. A slave isn't an heir. Yeah. Someone that just works for the ranch is not the heir. Okay? So they can quit, or a slave could be sold off. And we don't think about that in these days. Thank you, Jesus. But someone working there is not necessarily. Now, I have seen the person working there become the sole heir of a ranch.
Yes.
In my own personal life, I've seen that.
Absolutely.
It can happen if they become the son.
Yes.
Amen. And they become a son. So, but you're not going to be sold off.
No.
You're not going to quit. You live a life, you can live the life that is good, but it will, church. It will depend on your choices. You have to make some quality choices. Look, the prodigal son is still a son. Amen. But he behaved and lived like he wasn't, and he wasted. I want you to keep staying with this inheritance thing. He wasted his inheritance. Because he wasn't cooperating with the sonship. He wasn't cooperating with his freedom. He was free. He is the son. But he wasn't cooperating with who he was.
Yes.
Now you're getting the picture, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, so you see where I'm going. So we want to actually live in our culture of freedom that Danny's been talking about. We want to live in that culture. We don't want to just view it from a distance. So freedom is who you are. You are free. And this has to come first. It has to come first in your thinking. If you start knowing who you are, you're going to start acting like it.
Yeah, right.
If you know who you are, you will act like it.
Yeah,
and so then your atmosphere changes when you act like it. This is just so true. So there's a place from where you do freedom. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You do wealth. You do freedom. You do love. These are things, but there's a place you do it from, and you're in it, or you can be in it. It's yours because that's who you are. You just read that Jesus said we need to do something. We do need to do something, but there's a place from where you do it. And there's a place from, and that place is this, church. Let me just say it like this. The place you do it from is who you are. I am this, therefore I do this. I am a preacher, therefore I preach.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
I am, some of you are ranchers, I am a rancher, therefore I ranch.
Yeah.
I am a singer, therefore I sing. Blah, 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 on and on and on. Okay, now, so you're free from the slavery of legalism and sin for one reason, because you're free.
Yeah.
Because you're free. Now, notice where we started. We started in Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And it said, if you continue in my word. So stand in it, be who you are, and then continue in my word. So what are we saying there? We're saying embrace and continue. Stand fast. I am free. And then continue in it. Continue is movement, church. It's movement. I will continue in this freedom. I'm going to live in this. I'm going to act like I'm free. And if you stay in the word and you're aware of who you are, then you're going to act like who you are, and you're going to live in it.
Yeah.
If I'm a billionaire, and if I know I'm a billionaire, there are certain things then that I can release. I can release what it takes to surround myself with the atmosphere of being a billionaire. Could I?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just have a little fun. What would that look like if you were a billionaire and you surrounded yourself with it? Number one, Southwest Airlines is out.
Yeah.
Love you, Southwest. Sorry, Randy. But there'd be a private jet that would be in the atmosphere.
Right.
The house would probably be a little bigger with a pool and a, come on.
Yeah.
And, there'd probably be a little bit more people working, right?
Yeah.
And, the dogs would get a bath weekly, probably. They'd be in the house. Yeah. We'd have to keep all of the raccoons out of the cement pond, but you know. But that didn't have to change me as a person. But I could surround myself. I'm going somewhere. I'm using billion. But the air would be on really cool like it is in here. Thank you, John. Oh, John, I forgot to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for John and Rachel. Thank you, Lord, for their family. Bless them and comfort them today in Jesus' name. John's brother went to heaven, and they're at his memorial today. And Jimbo. And so praise the Lord. All is well there. He's saved and in heaven. Now, some things would probably change because you would probably build a little bit different of an atmosphere. Your philanthropy would go way up. It wouldn't be $20 at Dairy Queen, you know. You see. Okay. Now come on over here. I don't have to do that. I could put me up a tent on 6th Street. Could I? I can leave all of the money wherever it is. I don't have to use the billions. I could just go ahead and get a tent and go down to 6th Street. Quiet in the church. And then I can inherit that atmosphere. Are you getting where I'm going?
Yeah.
See, you've got to live in your atmosphere of freedom. You've got to create your atmosphere of freedom. You have to do, because you are free, you have to act free. If you want to be enthusiastic, you have to act enthusiastic. Amen. See, I can choose a better place to live, and I can have better surroundings. So the question is, you are free, but do you live free? Are you fear free? Are you hate free? Are you free from victim mentality? That's not fair. That's not fair. That's not fair. That's victim mentality. Are you debt free? Are you worry free? Are you disease free? Are you argument free? Are you drug free? You can even be sugar free. And everybody's going, no, no. You're going too far now. Have a cookie. All right, now. Thank you for getting a good laugh out there because you'll have to buckle up your seat belts now. Yeah, perfect timing, Margaret. Are you free from self? And here comes well. And you know what I mean by that. Do you consider others? Let me just give you an example. Let's say that I was the pastor of this church. And let's say that you came here to this church. Uh-huh. Let's just say that. And let's just say that you wanted to bring your dishes up here because you didn't have anywhere to keep them at the house. Your face. What? This is not actually new with pastors. Well, Pastor, I can just come and bring my dishes and I could just keep them there. But what you don't see is 150 other sets of dishes that would be stacked up somewhere. Because you're not thinking of how many people would need to be accommodated. Are you with me? And how many people need to be loved. See, this is the pastor, what the pastor thinks of all the time. This is the 95% of the answers to the questions that are asked me. I have to say, well, if you do it, what about everybody else? But somehow, sometimes that person feels more special. And we would call that self. Selfish, yes. We would call that, y'all want me to just be frank with you, what we would call that in the ministry on the other side of the wall? Goat. You said you wanted to know. There's sheep and there's goats. The sheep all participate and flow with the body. The goat butts all the time. But, but. Okay. I'm not going to say the rest of it. You don't have to hold your breath, Deb and Danny. We're good. Okay. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay. So let's say that you bake cakes for a living. Let's say I'm still the pastor and you still go here. Uh-huh. Let's say that you bake cakes and you want to make money baking cakes. And so you said, well, pastor, all I need is a small table and a cash box and I can sell all of my goods to everyone here. Now, what's wrong with that picture? Can you see what's wrong with that picture? Because pretty soon we're going to turn into the temple money changers.
Yeah.
Because from the front door all the way through, people are going to be selling their goods to all of you.
Yeah.
Whether you want them to or not, because some people are pushy.
Yeah.
Some wouldn't be, but some are. So that's not going to work because that's self. However, you could take your cake and sell it out there, somewhere out there.
Right.
And that wouldn't be anybody's business in here. Not anybody's business. You do what you do, but you have to respect this house.
Right.
You can't sell your cakes here. Selling the cakes here and saying, well, I'm the one that gets to do it. But the others can't because that would be too much. It's selfish.
Right.
Is that easy?
Yes.
See, but sometimes you don't see on the other side of that. It's not that you're trying to be horribly bad. It's that you're just not quite focusing and listening as to what is really going on with the rest of the world. You're more focused on what you want to do. Yes. And so it's nobody's business what you do out of here. And, you can do what you want to, but in here, I don't see a time when we're going to let you set up a lemonade stand in here. We have coffee and tea and you can bring stuff, but that's probably not going to happen.
Right.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and since this is family today and go a little further with it. If the question might come up, well, we had an entrepreneur class. Wasn't that all about us all setting up a business? Not in here. We were trying to launch people who wanted to get into something, not trade goods in the house.
Yeah.
And if you want Art or Josh or Jordan to paint your house, that's your business outside of here.
Right.
But they're not going to pass their cards out in here. If they do, they'll get a mama whipping.
Uh-huh.
But they wouldn't.
No.
But I know it's a little quiet in here, but I need to tell you that.
Yeah.
We're talking about manifest glory.
Right.
We're talking about the Spirit of God in here.
Right.
So this is how we would do it. And so you have to have a look at yourself then.
Mm-hmm.
So always go free from self by looking at the bigger picture.
Yes. That's good.
You know, things have come up to me sometimes and I'm like, I'm going to cut that. And then I think, no, you're not. That's just going to make everybody else miserable.
Yeah.
You got to think about the people around you. You got to think about what's going on. Amen. All right. Just straighten yourself up now if you were going to come to me about cakes. Now, look at Go free from self by looking at the bigger picture. And that was free, no pun intended. Okay, praise the Lord. So how free are you? If you embrace and continue in what Jesus is telling you, you are free. You're saying, can I be free from sin? Of course you can be free from sin. I'm saying you are free from sin. You don't have to. And I'm going to go just a little bit into this as we're going to close here, because I want to talk about this for just a moment, because I want to help you with something. You're free because you know who you are. This is what they taught us. If you were a smoker or a drinker and you don't want to do it anymore, which you'll have to, of course, come to that first. Every time you light up or crack one open, as they say, just say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus before you smoke or drink. If it's a bad habit or something. You see what I'm saying? Whatever it is that's a bad, just start saying, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The word of God is living in me. See, a lot of people want to, they don't want to go to church till they clean up, so to speak.
Yeah.
It won't happen, church. It's not going to happen. You come to church and then you learn things and things begin to fall off that you don't care about anymore.
Right.
I drink all of the whiskey I want to.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
I don't want any of it. I don't want to be drunk.
Amen.
I don't need to toke.
Right.
For those of you who don't know what that is, you know. Okay. I don't need to do that. I don't need to. Amanda is cracking up. I don't need to take anything extra, do anything extra. I want to be sober enough to hear the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not there yet, but see what happens is when you find enough Jesus that you have peace, when you find enough Holy Ghost that you get high, you don't need that stuff.
Yeah.
And you're going to, you're going to get there. You're going to stop worrying. You're going to stop being torn up. Just stay with it. Just don't quit. I love what Larry said one time. There was a guy who came to church here and he was a drinker Larry was talking to some friends and the friends, said, that guy's down at the liquor store every weekend. And Larry said, yeah, but he's in church every Sunday morning. Yeah. That's how you'll grow up. Well, that guy's a stinker. He fusses at everybody. He makes everybody miserable in town. Well, if he got in church and stayed in church, pretty soon he won't be. The same with being broke. The same with anything.
Yeah.
Well, I'm broke. Well, you won't be broke if you keep coming here.
Right.
No, you won't. Why, you going to give me some money? No, see, you have money.
Yeah.
You just have to receive it.
Yeah.
And everything starts in your spirit. Okay, I got to finish up here. I'm going to read this to you. Stay with me, okay? I'm going to Galatians 5:13, and I'm using a different version. But I want you to stay with me as we close, but it's going to take me a few scriptures to read this, and then you'll really get the point, and we'll be done, okay? Can you focus?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, does anybody need to stand up for a minute? You need to wake up? You want me to get a super soaker or anything? Everybody good? Wakey, wakey. Okay. Listen to this. This is 5:13. Beloved, God has called us to live a life of freedom in the Holy Spirit. But don't view this wonderful freedom as an opportunity to set up a base of operations in the natural realm. Isn't that great? I believe, if y'all want to look at this, I think it's the Passion. Freedom means that we become so completely free of self-indulgence that we become servants of one another, expressing love in all we do. For love completes the law of God. All of the law can be summarized in one grand statement. Demonstrate love to your neighbor, even as you care for and love yourself. But if you continue to criticize and come against each other over minor issues, you're acting like wild beasts trying to destroy one another. As you yield freely and fully to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon the cravings of your self-life. For your self life craves the things that offend Holy Spirit and hinder him from living free within you. Did you get that? See, that's where the dirt and the well comes in. It's not all or nothing, church. It's places. You're going to get the whole mix of it in just a minute. For your self-life craves all the things that offend the Holy Spirit and hinder him from living free within you. And the Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your old self. See, so the Holy Spirit's actually hindering you from having fun when you thought you could. Praise the Lord. Okay. Life from dominating you. So then the two incompatible and conflicting forces within you are your self-life of the flesh and the new creation life of the Spirit. Y'all with me so far?
Yeah.
But when you are brought into the full freedom of the Spirit of grace, you will no longer be living under the domination of the law, but soaring above it. The cravings of the self-life are obvious. Now here they are, okay? Sexual immorality, lustful thoughts, pornography, chasing after things instead of God, manipulating others, hatred of those who get in your way, senseless arguments, Yeah. Resentment when others are favored, temper tantrums, angry quarrels, only thinking of yourself, being in love with your own opinions, being envious of the blessings of others, murder, uncontrolled addictions, wild parties, and all other similar behavior. Haven't I already warned you that those who use their freedom for these things will not inherit the kingdom realm of God? Stop. What? You can't inherit the kingdom if you're guilty of even one of those things? Right. But listen to me. You've got to get the picture of this. Will not inherit the kingdom realm. That doesn't mean you won't go to heaven. That means that when you're doing some of these things, they're getting in the way of more freedom coming in.
That's right.
So give yourself a break. You're going to heaven. You're good.
But
you're blocking, you're blessing blocking because you're mad at somebody. You're blessing blocking because you run your mouth in an argument all the time. You're blessing blocking when you're, I don't know why. I can't understand why. I just can't understand why. Do you know what they did to me? I can't believe when you're holding on to what I did to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Amen. But see, your blessings are not blocked. There's places here in it.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
That are blossoming it. But your freedom is there.
Yes.
And your freedom gets through more. When? When you embrace and continue.
Yes.
Don't give up. You'll get over stuff.
Yeah.
You'll get over someone who acts ugly all the time. You'll get over being a worrier. Some people take longer than others.
Yeah.
But can I tell you why? Because they won't judge themselves and make the choice. They're like, I'm not like that. We have to learn to just be painfully honest with ourselves, church.
Yeah.
It's just true. The only way to miss heaven, the only way to miss heaven is to reject Jesus. And everybody here has received Jesus. You're not going to hell for the sins you've committed. Jesus paid for them. If you've received Jesus, they're paid for. But on a daily basis, if you're having trouble with yourself and you're living on your emotions, you're erupting, you're drinking till you're drunk all the time and you're never sober. I'll go ahead and say it. Church, people that drink till they're drunk, they have demonic things that bother them for several days afterwards.
Yeah.
And they don't even realize it. You want to know how I know? Because I've done it.
Yeah.
I live that life. Mm-hmm. Your sugar level's off. Everything's messed off. Hangovers, all kinds of stuff. And the devil won't leave you alone until you're... And then he'll get you to where you're ready to drink again. Because socially, you got to do it. Because you got to have fun. Because can I tell you, I've had a whole lot more fun without it.
Yeah. Amen.
That's all I'm going to say. And I will tell you this. It's your business, but it's my business just to warn you, okay? So I love you. I love you. Whatever you do, I love you. I don't care. I love you. You can paint your toenails green and yellow and purple all at the same time. I don't care. I don't care. But I have a job to just tell you what it is. And then you live with it. You deal with it. It's not going to change how I feel about you.
That's right. Unconditional
love. Y'all still love me?
Yes.
See, it didn't change how y'all felt about me either. Glory to God. Okay, here's the last thing. I just want you to understand those scriptures. Sinning is, as a Christian, doesn't take away your salvation. I know it's taught out there, but that's not what this means. This means that you're not inheriting everything you could.
Right.
Okay. Now, so while you're involved in those things, they're taking the place of where the kingdom can get in. So you're free from the whole list of the self-life. You're already free from all those things. Adultery, fornication, lust, murder, hate, strife. I've memorized them all. You're free from all that. Okay? So a major help for you is going to be Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation.
Good.
Don't condemn yourself if you haven't gotten over stuff. It's not going to help you to go out of here condemned, like, oh, I'll probably do a few of those on the list. Well, all of us have.
Yeah.
But the point is that you have the grace, you have the mercy of God that you did it, and you have the grace of God to stop doing it.
Right.
You'll make it. You will make it. Have faith. We made it.
Amen.
You can make it. I'm not saying I'm perfect and I've stopped doing everything. Well, there's a lot of that I have, but, If I do make a mistake, I'm going to run to Jesus. Now, so, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. That's your law. You are in freedom. You are free from condemnation. Live in your freedom. Continue and embrace your freedom. Stay in fellowship with God no matter how many times you mess up. Stay in fellowship with Him. Your freedom will fill up that place of slavery. It's going to fill up whatever may be. And listen, this is my last thing I'm going to say. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its varied expressions, joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit. Never set the law above the qualities that are meant to be limitless. Don't set anything above you being free. You may do it. The more you practice putting Jesus in the center and taking self out of the center, the easier life is going to be. And the way you do that, listen to me for 30 seconds. The way you do that is let your emotions become your teacher. Why did I act that way? Why did I react that way? No one can make me angry. They're just influencing something. They're irritating something in an anger that was already there. Why was I jealous? Why did I want to respond? Why? Ask yourself that, and as you begin to ask yourself that, you'll get yourself out of the way. Yes, Lord. Well, they don't love me. It's none of your business whether they love you. It's your business to love them. It is none of my business whether anybody in this auditorium or on line listening. It's none of my business whether you love me or like me. It's none of my business. It's my business to love you. Let's stand up. Father, we pray for the internet audience today. Thank you, Lord, that healing goes out, ministry goes out. We thank you, Lord, that they are part of our family, part of our freedom, part of our favor, part of our faith. They are friends of God. We thank you for them, Lord. We thank you that they're growing up from milk to meat. We thank you, Lord, that in their lives they have manifest glory. We thank you, Lord, that they are able to become strong leaders in Jesus' name.